Well, hey, everybody, welcome to episode 314 of the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast. As always, it is brought to you by our good friends at Legacy Realty of Iowa and Vibe Dermatology Clinic and Spa. Whether you're buying or selling, choosing the right real estate agent is key. With Legacy Realty, you work with a dedicated agent from our team, 75-plus professionals who know the Ankeny market like the back of their hand. Agents provide personalized service to meet your unique needs and goals, ensuring the real estate journey is smooth and successful. As one of the largest brokerages in the area, we leverage the latest tools, resources, and marketing strategies backed by the power of LPT Realty to give you the edge in today's competitive market. But Legacy Realty is not just about a transaction, it's about building your legacy. Well, we are back this week after being off for a couple of weeks due to dead week, and then I had some computer issues that I had to get resolved. I think we got that taken care of. Got my fingers crossed. We'll see how this podcast goes. But before we get started tonight, just a quick note that I'll be heading to Ireland on Monday for about 10 days to go to the Iowa State football game. We've already started posting some of the fall sport previews, and we'll have some more previews posted over the next couple of weeks. We won't have our typical day-to-day coverage next week when I'm gone, but we'll have coverage of some of the events the following week when volleyball gets underway, and I'll be back in time for those first football games August 29th. We may also do a podcast toward the end of that week if I can scramble to put one together, but we'll see how that goes. All right, well, we're going to talk a lot of girls tennis tonight. Of course, the first ever fall girls tennis season is now underway, and I've got both of the head coaches from the two schools joining me tonight. To my left is the head coach of the Ankeny Centennial squad, and she has guided the Jaguars to a 2-2 start. She's Allie Gustafson. Allie, thanks for joining me. How are you?
Great. Thanks so much for having me.
Hey, you bet. And to my right is the new head coach of the Ankeny team, and she is back for her second stint with the Hawkettes after previously guiding the program from 2014 to 20. She is Katie Owens. Katie, welcome back. How are you?
So great. Yeah. Looking forward to having the conversation.
You bet. You bet. Well, I can't remember because we started Ankeny Fanatic in 2018. Were you ever on the podcast before?
Nope. I think this is the first time.
All right.
Never made the cut before.
Yeah. Well, it took us a while to get going. And then, I couldn't remember if you were on or not. But hey, better late than never, right?
No, thank you.
All right, well, I'm just going to bounce some questions back and forth between the two of you. Before we break down tomorrow's Jayhawks showdown, let's talk about the meets that your teams have already had. Allie, let's start with you. Your team opened the season on Friday by hosting the Jaguar kickoff quadrangular. You guys opened up with a 7-4 win over Dubuque Hempstead before dropping a 7-2 decision to Iowa City West in the afternoon. And I know you were pretty happy with the start, although you did have to deal with some pretty intense heat in the afternoon. And now that you guys are playing in the fall, you know, you're probably going to have to get used to this warmer weather, aren't you?
Yeah, definitely. It was definitely a rough start, just temperature-wise, jumping right into that new fall season. But the girls handled it really well, and we kind of talked about how if we could get through Friday, playing two meets in, what, felt like 105, we could pretty much, hopefully, we're home free the rest of the season.
We then followed up with an 11-0 win over Fort Dodge on Monday. One of the highlights there was a 3-set win at number 4 singles by Emery Hansen, who is one of several returning varsity regulars in your lineup. It seems like because you do have most of your varsity team back from the spring, you've had a pretty seamless transition into the fall season. Would you agree?
Definitely. So playing in the spring, and then a lot of these girls played all summer long. So then coming into fall, it kind of felt like we never ever stopped, which has been really great to just seamlessly transition into this fall season and then take the ground running now in the fall.
Well, Katie, your team opened up the season on Tuesday at Valley, and the Tigers already had the benefit of having three meets under their belt. They also participated in the Jaguar kickoff quadrangular, and they easily defeated both Hempstead and Iowa City West. Valley then also beat Linmar on Monday, and I'm sure you'd seen those scores, so you probably knew, you know, you had a big challenge in front of you, didn't you?
We definitely did. I mean, yes, they're a very strong team. They competed well against us, but it was good to get our first match under our belt, and we have a lot of room to grow, and we'll take what we learned from that match and just move forward.
One, even though you lost the meet 11-0, you told me that your team had a lot of little wins along the way that didn't show up on the scoreboard. You said you had longer rallies, great serves, and placement of shots. You know, so it sounds like your girls really competed. That's all you can ask, right?
Yeah, that's all you can ask for. And, too, I mean, we're having girls who have maybe never played a 2-out-of-3 singles match as well step up into that role. So it was just neat for them to get that experience and now know what it's like and be able to move forward with their knowledge from their first match.
Well, Allie, your team had a similar meet yesterday. You guys hosted defending state champion Waukee Northwest. And even though your team dropped an 11-0 decision to the Wolves, you told me that your girls made big strides from the spring and closed the gap in your play. You said that your team saw better consistency, smarter play, and stronger court awareness across your lineup. So it sounds like your girls really competed too, didn't they?
Yeah. Something that's cool about playing in the spring and the fall is like we're playing these same teams. And so to see that growth from the beginning of last season to then this fall season has been really cool. The girls just were able to compete so much more. And although the score didn't show it, there were some great juice points that we just couldn't clinch. And then, yeah, I'm just super proud of the girls, how they stepped up and competed in every single point, committed to the play, and just really took what they learned last season and then the first 3 weeks this season to then take on Joaquin West. And they're a fantastic team.
Yeah, we'll talk about them here in a minute. And in your meet, Katie, you had several girls make their varsity debuts because you only had the four returning varsity regulars from the spring.
Correct.
One of those returners is senior Olivia North, and she managed to win four games in her number one singles match. And then she teamed up with Izzy Doyle for a pretty competitive match, number one doubles, where they dropped a 6-4, 6-3 decision.
Yep.
So how do you think Olivia played? And do you think she's ready to take on that challenge of being the number one player?
Absolutely. And I mean, just the CIML has such a strong singles lineup across the district. But it'll just be amazing to see how she competes and just she has that first match under her belt. And you never know, one day for the next, take what you learn and you can grow.
And Allie, your team's top returning player is senior Samara Peterson, who overcame an injury to place eighth in the Class 2A singles tournament last spring. I saw a little bit of her match against Hempstead on Friday, but then I know she sat out the meet against Iowa City West, and then she only played doubles against Fort Dodge on Monday. But she did return to the lineup in both singles and doubles yesterday. You know, how's she looking thus far?
Yeah, she's looking really great. Unfortunately, during her match against Hempstead, she pulled a hamstring, and thankfully over the weekend, it healed pretty well, so now she's back. She sat out in singles against Fort Dodge. She just kind of rested to make sure that when she played doubles, it was doing okay. But thankfully, she did really well in doubles against Fort Dodge, and now she's feeling really great after playing Joaquin Northwest. So hopefully, she's going to have a great season.
Well, good to hear. And last year's state tournament, of course, Samara lost in a consolation semifinal to Northwest Riley Hilton, who went on to place fifth. Now, Hilton had given Ankeny's Kira Smith her toughest match all year earlier in the season because Kira went on to win state in dominating fashion. I know you know that because you're over there. So I thought Samara might have a rematch against Hilton yesterday, but I see Hilton was playing number two for the Wolves behind Audison and Lotta. I'm not sure if that's pronounced right or not. So, wow, that Northwest team is really loaded. Was Lotta a move-in or something?
She's a freshman, actually.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so she is going to be, in my opinion, a state contender. She to come into a team that's already fantastic and to come in and play number one is very impressive. And seeing her on the court, yeah, she's great.
Well, Katie, your opponent yesterday, Valley, also made it to the Final Four at state last year, along with Northwest, and then two other teams from your conference, Dowling and Johnston. The Maroons beat Valley in the semifinals before losing to Northwest in the title map, so there's a little doubt that the CIML Conference is the premier girls' tennis league in the state. You know, you guys won't have any nights off against a CIML opponent, will you?
No, we will not. So we just got to battle, keep our heads up, and find those small wins.
Well, of course, you were away from the sport for a few years while you took some time off to raise your family, but I know I saw you occasionally at a meet, and I'm sure you kept up with how many of the teams were doing. Did you feel like you had a pretty good handle on, how good some of the teams in the CIMO were when you came back to coaching, or did you have to dive in and do a little bit of research?
Definitely a little bit of research, but the best thing is Allie and I teach together, so she's always been kind of keeping me in the loop, so I see her every day.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yes.
Well, Allie, when you look at the strength of the CIML, I know Dowling had two doubles teams in the semifinals at state last year, and one of those teams won the title, but I think most of those girls graduated. But from what you saw yesterday, do you think Northwest, will clearly be the team to beat, or do you think there are some other teams that could challenge them?
In my opinion, I think Joaquin Northwest will take the state title. I think in a pretty easy, in my opinion, after seeing them yesterday and kind of just, going from there, I think they're going to give anyone on fire. I know they're going to. They're fantastic.
Well, on paper, that was certainly impressive, what they did.
Yeah.
All right, listening to the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast, sponsored by Legacy Realty of Iowa and Revive Dermatology Clinic and Spa. Revive opened in 2017, is located on the south side of Ankeny, near Hy-Vee. They provide top-tier aesthetic procedures as well as dermatology. You can usually get a dermatology appointment the same day. Revive offers Botox, fillers, lasers, medical-grade skincare, weight loss injections, and cool sculpting. Revive loves Ankeny and is very supportive of this community. You can give them a call at 515-965-5677. Well, we're talking some girls' tennis with both coaches, Allie Gustafson of Centennial and Katie Owens of Ankeny. Let's break down tomorrow's matchup a little bit now. Your teams will meet at the Prairie Ridge Courts, and it's going to be a 9 a.m. start, is that right?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'll definitely be there for a while, and then I've got a golf meet to go to. Mm-hmm. Well, this matchup will come almost 4 months to the day from when your teams met in the spring. Ankeny won that meeting 8-3 to beat the Jaguars for the first time since the 2022 season. But, of course, that Ankeny team looked a little lot different than, the one they'll be playing tomorrow. Kira Smith only played doubles in that match due to an injury. But Ankeny had some other seniors like Lila Francel and Sophie Schmitz that played a key role in the win. Allie, I'm sure your girls are looking forward to the opportunity to maybe avenge that loss, huh?
Definitely. They are very excited for tomorrow and are just hoping to come out and compete the best they can and hopefully they bring home that way.
And Katie, I'm sure you've had a chance to look at Centennial scores that they've had thus far and what their lineup looks like, which really hasn't changed much, you know, from the spring. How do you think your team matches up with the Jaguars?
Well, you know, I mean, every day is a new day, right? So it just depends who shows up and who is ready to go. But I do know that the Centennial girls worked extremely hard all summer. I was on the court with them. So it's just fun to see them. And it's just fun to have a crosstown rivalry.
Well, in that matchup in the spring, Ella Sutherland provided one of your wins at number 5 singles, and then she teamed up with Mackenzie Piper for a 3-set victory at number 3 doubles. And I saw quite a bit of her match against Hempstead on Friday, which she pretty much dominated. You know, she just really seems to play with a lot of composure on the court, and she could be matched up against Ella Dietrich at number 4, who is one of Anthony's, you know, returning regulars. Do you think that could be one of the crucial matches?
Absolutely, yeah. And it's been fun to see Ella step in, going from a freshman, her freshman season, to now she's a returner, and so it'll be fun to see compete tomorrow. But yeah, definitely.
And Katie, Ankeny got a big win from KJ Quirk at number 6 singles in that matchup against Centennial. And then she teamed up with Ella for another win at number 4 doubles. Do you feel like those returning varsity kids are going to, you know, have to lead the way again if you guys want to come out on top?
Absolutely. Yeah, everybody's going to have to step into their roles and definitely keep their feet moving and take one point at a time and be ready to go against that tough Jag squad.
Well, it's been kind of a whirlwind for you since you were named the coach back in spring. You certainly didn't have much time to get ready for this fall season. I mean, did it seem like the summer went by really fast?
It absolutely flew, yeah. I mean, Allie and I co-taught all summer long on the court, so it was fun to see. And then my team also spent a lot of time on the court, so it was just good to see. Smooth transition. It's been great. Everybody's been wonderful. Coach Besserman's been wonderful. Coach Baker. And it's been really nice. So.
Well, I'm really looking forward to the meet tomorrow. I wish both you guys luck, and I'll see you there.
Thank you.
See you back.
All right, you've been listening to the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast, sponsored by Legacy Realty of Iowa and Revive Dermatology Clinic and Spa. At Legacy Realty, we combine the best of both worlds. The local expertise of over 75 agents in the Ankeny Metro with the innovative power of LPT Realty, the fastest growing nationwide brokerages. Our agents have the flexibility to tailor their services to meet your needs, and they are equipped with advanced marketing strategies to help you achieve your goals. Looking to buy or sell? Our local agents know the Ankeny market inside and out, and they're here to guide you through every step of the process. Whether you're moving across town or across the country, we have the resources to help you succeed. Legacy Realty of Iowa, local expertise, national strength, your real estate advantage. Well, I thank my guests again for coming in tonight. We had girls tennis coaches, Allie Gustafson of Centennial and Katie Owens of Ankeny. I appreciate the time from both of those ladies. And like I mentioned in the introduction, I'm going to be in Ireland next week, so we won't have a podcast next week, and I'll get back kind of late the next week, so I'm not sure if we'll have one that week or not. But anyway, come back in 2 or 3 weeks for the next edition of the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast.